What's the name?
John Hancock.
What's the program?
Point Sublime. Presented by the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Starring Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, Point Sublime is written and produced by Robert L. Redd. Point Sublime! Now for the human story of a fellow named Ben Willis. It's Memorial Day holiday in Point Sublime, and although most of the town is closed, Ben Willett and August Moon are taking advantage of the holiday to get ready for their vacation trip. They're at the store now.
Yeah, I was just out in the garage. Yeah, but boy, is that car getting loaded now.
Mooney, you put in our sleeping bag?
Yeah, and the fishing tackle and the camp stove. And
I just talked to Harry McGuire on the phone. He finally agreed to run my store for a month instead of just 2 weeks.
Oh, brother. Hey, what a trip we'll have this summer. Say, shall I take our chess set along?
No, I'll never get you taught how to play chess.
I was learning pretty good when we stopped the in February.
Mm-hmm. You were learning nothing. Why, when I was 21 years old, I was a terrific chess player. Once when I was your age, I played 17 games of chess blindfolded.
Honest, Mr. Willis? Yeah. Hey, blindfolded? Hey, how'd you come out?
I lost every game. Say, I was just rechecking our maps here. We'll drive up through Yosemite Park, then up north to Oregon, Washington, and cut up into Canada.
Oh, gee, if we go up into Canada, why can't we take that new Alcan Highway and drive up all the way to Alaska, huh?
I'll decide the route we take, Mooney.
Yes, sir. See, you know, the Army just sent their 500 soldiers up to Alaska.
Yeah, I read about it. Now, Mooney, in the morning, we'll get up.
Did you hear about the soldier who was being shipped off to Alaska, and his mother gave him a present? It's 3 nightgowns sewed together.
I'm not the least interested in why did his mother give him 3 nightgowns sewed together?
Well, she heard the nights are much longer up there.
You cut that out.
Yes, sir. Cut it out.
Now, look, we'll get up early and start at 5 o'clock.
Oh, we can't.
Why not?
Well, we'll be tired. Did you forget? Tonight we got to go to the big medical memorial benefit dance here in town.
Oh, yeah. Forgot all about it.
Hey, look. Howie McBriar just pulled up out in front. I thought you said you just talked to him on the phone.
Well, 10 minutes ago.
Ben Willett, since I hung up my telephone, I've decided I am the world's biggest sucker.
Why, what is it, Howie?
Letting you talk me into running this fool store of yours for a solid month. Why, I'll go batty. Why, I've got my hands full enough now with that niece of mine.
Sally Lou Barton? What's that cute little Texas redhead done now?
Oh, nothing more than usual. It just requires constant watching to keep that little harem scarum out of mischief.
Oh, no, Sally Lou's all right.
Well, she worries me, and it doesn't make matters any easier since that bunch of good-looking county engineers and surveyors moved into town.
Yeah. Say, Howie, you going to benefit dance tonight for the Memorial Medical Hospital Fund?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Ben, I've done something, and Sally Lou doesn't know about it. She's going to be awful mad at me.
Gee, what, Howie?
Day before yesterday, I talked long distance to Alan Clayton back home in Amarillo.
Alan Clayton?
Who's Alan Clayton?
The boy Sally Lou has been engaged to. Off and on, that is, for the last 3 years. I'm paying his airplane fare here.
You are?
Yeah, he got into San Francisco last night. He'll be in today on the noon bus. Fine boy.
You haven't told Sally Lou?
No.
Oh, dear. Why are you importing this Clayton fellow?
Well, maybe Sally Lou will wake up, marry him, and go back home to Texas.
Gee, it won't be long before he gets here, will it?
Not if the bus is on time.
Well, I'm not one to predict the future, but I have a rather large hunch that when Mr. Clayton... Alan Clayton, is that his name?
Yeah, Alan Clayton.
When Mr. Alan Clayton and Sally Lou see each other, there's apt to be a mild explosion. Something like an atom bomb.
Gee, I'm getting kind of nervous. I think I'll go back to the counter and run my fingers through the rice bin.
The rice bin?
You know, the succotash.
Good evening, friends. Webb Tyler, the John Hancock agent in Point Sublime speaking. Today, Americans everywhere are paying tribute once more to the spirit of those men of valor and vision who help preserve the freedom that enables us to create and enjoy the fruits of our own enterprise. Millions of Americans realize that it was for and by such men as those that the security of the American home was created. And the new personal security plan set up by the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company is another American way of building toward a better life for yourself and those you love. Yes, this personal security plan not only helps safeguard your future against financial distress, it also helps provide for your family if your support should be withdrawn. So let your friendly John Hancock agent help you plan now for greater security and peace of mind in years to come.
As Ben and Howie and Mooney wait for the bus to arrive, they see Evelyn Hanover and one of Point Sublime's prettiest young women, Libby Lawrence, approaching the store.
Gee, look, Libby Lawrence sure is beautiful.
Yeah, awful nice girl. She's queen of the benefit ball tonight.
Yeah, I know. She got herself elected green girl.
Uh-huh. Libby's engaged to that chief county engineer, you know.
Oh, yeah, Phil Heater. Oh, I like Phil.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, I didn't know if your store would be open this morning, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Lots to do, Evie. Hi, Libby.
Oh, I was never so happy, Mr. Willis. Big news.
Oh, I'll bet it's about you and Phil Heater.
Mind reader? Libby, if you'll tell Mr. Willis,
it'll be all over town by noon.
I don't care. Mr. Willis, Phil and I decided last night we're going to announce our engagement tonight at the dance.
Oh, wonderful.
I wish my niece would get serious over some one young man.
Well, now, look, take my advice, Libby. You better get a ring through Phil Heater's nose as soon as possible. He's awful good looking.
How does it happen you're here at the store this morning, Howie?
I'm waiting for the bus to arrive.
You aren't leaving town.
No.
Oh, thank heaven. We need you at the dance tonight. You'll need everybody.
I'll be there.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I told Mr. Willett my big news. I've got to get back to the office. I want to take advantage of the holiday and get some work done on the book. Bye.
Bye, Libby.
Thanks.
Sure happy for you, honey.
Thank you.
Same here, Libby.
Bye.
Doggone, Ashley. Somebody else always gets the pretty girls.
You haven't lived the fair for your girl, Mimi. She's pretty, in her way.
Yeah, in her way. Yeah, but Liz has got such an awful funny way of being beautiful. Oh, but I don't care.
I don't know why that bus doesn't get here. It's late.
Are you expecting someone, Howie?
Oh, Howie's really stuck his neck out this time.
I can't get Sally Lou to go home to Texas.
Oh, Howie, you annoy me. Sally Lou is all right. She's just young and pretty.
And boy crazy.
What have you done?
I am importing from Amarillo, at my own expense, the very honorable young man to whom Sally Lou has been engaged, off and on, for the last 3 years. She's treated Alan like dirt.
Oh, dear. Did you tell her you were sending for me?
I did not.
Yeah, well, here's your chance to tell her. Before Alan Clayton gets here.
Oh, dear. Here comes Sally now.
What's she doing uptown? She said she was going to stay home and bake a cake this morning. Doggone that little redhead.
Oh, none of you understand Sally Lou as I do.
Hey, hello, Sally Lou. How's one of my favorite people this morning? Oh, gee, you smell nice. What is it?
My usual taboo.
Oh, taboo.
I'm slightly annoyed, Uncle Benny. Hello, Miss Hanover. You're looking pretty.
Well, thank you.
How do I look?
Oh, just like the handsome little old thing you are, Mooney. But I'm annoyed at you, Uncle Howdy.
That makes us even.
What? Why should you be annoyed at me? Me staying home this morning and turning domestic to make you a surprise.
What kind of surprise?
Well, it won't be a surprise now. Spoil it, I'll tell you. I was baking you one of your favorite chocolate angel food
cakes.
No, I didn't know. Hey, it sounds yummy.
Yeah. Well, what happens? I get out the flour, I get out the mixed mass, I get out the butter, and then no eggs. No eggs in your pantry, Uncle Harry. You make me so cross. Give me 2 dozen eggs, Mr. Willis. I'll really bake me a cake.
Yeah, sure, Sally Lou. Well, Mooney, get the eggs.
Yeah, sure, get the eggs.
Hi, Mr.
Willis. Oh, hi, Phil. You know everybody here?
I think so, Sanover.
Hello. Gee, congratulations, Phil.
Hey, that's wonderful about you and Libby.
Boy, I see she's been around early this morning, huh?
Well, who is that?
Oh, Lord.
Phil, do you know Mr. McBride's niece, Sally Lou Barton? This is Philip Heater.
How do you do, Miss Barton?
Hello, Phil.
What?
Where you been keeping yourself, mister?
Now, Sally Lou Barton.
Are you local, boy?
Well, I am and I'm not. I've just moved my surveying cam out to the edge of town, Miss Barton.
Oh, you can call me Sally Lou.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Say, Mr. Willett, have you any 8-penny nails? We ran out this morning. We're putting up detour signs.
Yeah, sure thing. How many do you need?
About 10 pounds.
Where do you get the nails?
Yeah. Here, Sally Lou. It's 2 dozen eggs. Now, they're 10 pounds an egg. I do all the work around here. It's sakes.
They are. Did anyone ever tell you you're a real handsome man?
Please.
Sally Lou, if you don't...
Yes. I love dark, wavy hair on a man.
Phil, she loves any kind of hair on any kind of man.
Look, I went over to the city hall and check some maps. Pick up the nails later.
Yeah. I'll have them ready and waiting for you, Phil. Are you going to the big dance tonight, Philip?
What? I guess so.
Well, I'll keep my time open for a dance or two with you if you'd like.
Oh, that would be nice. See you at the dance. I mean, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
You embarrass me.
She embarrassed him.
Now, where's that handsome thing been all my life?
He's been out getting himself engaged to a very fine young woman.
He's engaged?
He and Libby Lawrence are announcing their engagement at the benefit dance tonight, Sally Lou.
Oh, they're going to announce it. Well, getting is in heaven. I still got time.
Now, Sally Lou, you get this through that head of yours.
I've seen that Libby Lawrence. She thinks she's so pretty.
Well, she kind of is at that, Sally.
Getting herself a like a dream girl for the ball tonight. Well, she doesn't have red hair.
Oh, honestly, Sally Lou, I'm surprised at you.
You are, Miss Arnold?
Yes, Sally.
But you're a woman, too.
I know.
Oh, hearing you say that makes me surprised at myself.
No, Sally, you're swell.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I just hate myself and I get this way.
Well, when you realize a fault and correct it, that's good.
All my life I've been jealous where the women and other men are concerned.
Gee, what else is there?
Moody.
What's that Phil? He died just met. Oh, he's about the handsomest thing I've ever laid eyes on. Such charm, such poise, and he's got fur for eyelashes.
How you talk, Sally Lou.
Please forgive me for acting up, Uncle Harry.
Well, try to mend your ways and mind your own business.
I will. Maybe I won't even go to the dance tonight. I might make trouble.
Now, that's a good idea.
Maybe I'll stay home and have a taffy pull.
No, what?
A party for some of the young men I met here in town.
Oh, now, Sally Lou, you can't have any kind of an opposition affair tonight that will keep people away from our benefit dance.
Oh, my goodness, I hadn't thought of that.
Miss Willie, somebody said Phil was in town from camp.
Oh, you just missed him, Libby.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back with some nails I got for him.
What?
Yeah, they ran out of nails. Phil drove in for some... Libby, do you and Sally Lou Barton know each other?
No, we haven't met. How do you do, Sally Lou? You're Mr. McBride's niece, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, she is. Well, Libby's going to be queen of the benefit ball tonight, you know, Sally Lou.
Yes, I know. Little old dream girl.
Green eyes, green eyes.
Oh, stop that.
I guess you'll be pretty busy tonight with all your regal duties, won't you, Libby?
Why, what do you mean?
Oh, how I wish that bus would get here.
Hey, here comes Phil back again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's a handsomest thing.
Well, thank you.
Don't thank me.
Well.
Oh, why does that bus have to be late?
I forgot the city hall was closed today. Hey, Libby.
Andy Anderson said you were in town.
Oh, Philip, darling, I'm so glad you got back.
What?
I thought I couldn't stand waiting another minute for you, darling.
Well, I...
You know each other?
We've met. We don't know each other.
Give me those nails, Mooney.
Here.
Here, your nails, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Okay.
I hadn't realized you knew each other so well.
Oh, we just gotten acquainted, huh? You feel that?
I think I'll phone for the crash wagon now.
Now, Libby, look.
Let's not talk now, Philip.
But, Libby.
Are you going to have to work all day out at that old surveyor's camp, Philip?
Huh? I don't know, Sally Lou.
Sally Lou?
Now, Libby, you listen to me.
Why?
Sally?
Yeah. Well, what, Sally Lou? What's on your mind, Sal?
That's Sal. I like having you call me Sal.
Philip, you're acting horridly.
I am? What about you? Suspicious of something, Libby?
And Miss Barton, you're downright rude.
Well, now, listen to the wind blow.
Oh. Please, bus. Please get here. Please, bus.
Sally Lou, I'm really ashamed of you.
Oh, this I can't help. Phil, I was just thinking, since the Queen will be so busy holding court tonight at the ball, she probably wouldn't have any time for you anyway. Would you like to bring some of your boys from camp and come down to Uncle Hattie for a taffy, please?
I won't allow it.
Would you, Phil?
That's not fair to take people from the benefit dance. We need everybody.
Oh, I just hate myself, Miss Hanover, but I just can't resist. Will you come over and bring your boys for a party, Phil?
Why don't you, Philip?
Maybe I will.
8 o'clock.
The doors to my home will be locked tonight.
The doors to your home will be open tonight. What about Phil?
I'll be there.
Oh, God, go to a party, see if I can. I didn't know it could ever be like this.
Libby, come back.
Libby, honey, don't leave like this.
She's nothing but...
Oh, gee.
Gosh, Sally Lou, you shouldn't have did.
See what you've done.
Well, can I help it if Phil kept begging me to give him a day?
What?
Care. You were begging me with your shy eyes.
Oh, nuts. Look, Miss Barton, as long as Libby Lawrence wants to start off our engagement misunderstanding things and acting so petty, I will come to your party. See you tonight at 8 o'clock.
Just the door, boys.
Well, I'll be hanged.
Move over, Howie. They can hang me, too.
I'm disgusted. I think I'll go home. I left my knee tag running. Little old Libby Lawrence, I'll show her about men. Well, I gotta get home, too. I gotta get ready for my party tonight. Bye, everybody. I do hope you're not mad at me. Different folks have different ways of doing things, you know. Goodbye.
Why, I'll lock her in for the rest of the day, and I'll lock her callers out tonight.
That's not the way to do it, Howie.
Why not?
Because you can't force Sally Lou.
Yeah.
I think things will clear up when that boy Howie Fenfor gets here.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, maybe Ellie's right. Maybe Alan Clayton can get Sally's mind off Phil Heater, and then Phil and Libby can make up.
Well, if you ask me...
And we haven't.
No, but if you did, I think Phil Heater is kind of gone for Sally Lou.
Oh, dear, I wish we'd left on our vacation this morning.
Oh, not me. I want to stay and see the fireworks. The stars are bright, and we meet most every night.
Oh, if Alan Clayton and that bus would only get here.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
We'll bring you part two of Point Sublime. Right now, here are Ben Willett and Webb Tyler talking.
Say, you're an old soldier, Ben.
Yeah, I'm very proud to say I fought the... Who said I was old?
I mean, how come I didn't see you marching in the Memorial Day parade?
Oh, gosh, Webb, my uniform fitted me real keen back in 1917, but now, well, you know how it is.
You're telling me, as the saying goes, the years bring increase.
In the waistline, you mean?
Well, in lots of ways. In the building of your estate, for instance. If you're following a sound financial program, particularly one that makes every year count without fail. And friends, perhaps you're thinking of retiring to a home of your own in the country someday, or maybe college for the children, or freedom from fear of financial insecurity in your old age. Well, sir, through the new John Hancock Personal Security Plan, you definitely can make such plans for the future materialize. And this sound life insurance program serves a twofold purpose. It helps protect your own security, or it will help provide for your family if, by any chance, you should no longer be here to support them. So see your friendly John Hancock agent. He'll help you set up a personal security plan that exactly fits your needs and income. Remember, one out of every nine Americans carrying life insurance have placed it with the John Hancock, New England's largest financial institution.
Back to Point Sublime. It is 2 hours later. Word came that the bus bringing Alan Clayton was delayed because of a blowout. A few minutes ago, a heartbroken Libby Lawrence telephoned to ask to come to talk to Evelyn Hanover.
Oh. Here comes Libby now.
Yeah, it looks like she's been crying.
Yeah, poor little girl. Hello, Libby, honey.
Mr. Willett, you wanted to talk to me, Libby?
Oh, Miss Hanover, I just can't be queen of the benefit ball tonight. I can't.
Oh, but the posters, yes. Oh,
really, Libby? People would be disappointed. They voted for you. They've contributed their money. This is a big night.
Miss Hanover, I couldn't go there and see Phil and that Texas girl together.
They won't be there.
What?
She's giving a party at her uncle's house.
Well, that's even worse, thinking of Phil with her someplace else. I can't. Anyway, my eyes be red. I look awful.
Oh, Howie.
Benny, Libby, how can I ever apologize for that rattle-brained niece of mine?
It's all right, Miss McBriar. I'm just disappointed in Philip.
Well, don't blame him. It was all a big misunderstanding.
I know. I was angry. Like Philip said, suspicious. That's what hurt. It's my fault, too.
Hey, it's coming. It's finally here. There's the bus. Right out in front. Look, I didn't tell you that. It's here.
Yeah, there it is.
Anyway.
Yeah. Look. That's Alan Clayton from the old homestead of Texas getting on.
Yeah,
there he is.
Alan!
Hey, he's a nice-looking fella.
Very.
Yeah, I wonder if he brought his lasses, his rope, huh?
I should go.
Wait a minute, Libby.
step right into Ben Willett's story.
Thank you, Mr. McBriar. Where's Sally Lou?
Well, she's home, trying to repent. I gave her a big talking to. Ben Willett, I want you to meet Alan Clayton from Texas.
Well, sure glad you got here, son.
Likewise. Excuse me. Miss Evelyn Hanover, Alan Barton.
Alan?
How are you, Miss Hanover? I've been pacing up and down that out there on that highway beside that bus along. I thought I was going to have to take off my boots and dust my poor aching feet with some of Dr. Scholl's foot powder. No kidding. Carry some with me in my satchel wherever I go.
And this is Miss Libby Lawrence.
Hiya.
How do you do?
Meet August Moon.
Hiya, stranger.
Oh, howdy, Father.
Well, I... what was the young lady's name again?
This is Miss Lawrence, Libby Lawrence.
You're sure pretty.
Well, thanks.
I mean her.
I don't want to rush things, Alan, but I thought that you and Sally Lou might like to get down to some early and serious talking about a marriage. I'd like to get her out of my hair.
Libby, you and me ever met before?
Why, I hardly think so.
Well, I sure wish we had. You're so doggone pretty.
Alan, pay attention to business.
Sure. I didn't mean to be forward, Miss Libby.
Quite all right.
Yeah. Well, say, we're having a big benefit dance in our town tonight, Alan. Libby Lawrence here got voted queen of the fair, and she's our dream girl.
Well, you can say that again.
Yeah. Well, Libby had a beef with the fellow who was going to take her.
She did.
Mr. Willett, please.
Dan.
I wish you'd mind your own business, Ben Willett.
See an opportunity and take it, I always say. Yeah. Alan, Libby was engaged to a fellow named Phil up until a couple of hours ago when things kind of went sour, and I don't know if they're engaged now or not.
I hope not.
I'm leaving. I don't like to be held up for examination like this.
Ben. Now, hush, Ollie. I got me an idea, a plan. Libby, you like Phil, don't you?
Well, of course, but...
Alan, you're a gentleman from the South, a Texan, a man of integrity and honor, are you not?
Certainly. Who do you want me to sock?
Now, just take it easy. Libby, you just gotta be queen of the ball tonight.
No, I'm gonna stay home tonight.
Let me get this straight. Is my Sally Lou getting serious over some fella named Phil?
Serious as she can ever get.
Now, I say Libby's gonna be dream girl at the dance tonight.
No.
Yes, and furthermore... You're going there with Alan Clayton as your escort.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, look, if there's a dance, I'm taking my Sally Lou. No offense, Miss Lawrence.
I understand.
Now, you listen to me, both of you. Alan, you love Sally Lou, don't you?
Well, I wouldn't rush here like an eager calf at mealtime if I didn't.
Okay. Libby loves Phil.
No.
Yes.
All right. Yes, I love Phil.
Okay, now we're making some progress.
I don't get it.
Now, if Libby goes with you, Alan, that'll make Sally Lou jealous.
But Sally's having a party of her own at Howie's house.
Well, Howie's got to drive the young men away. And Sally's got to end up going to dance with Phil. Okay, Howie?
I don't know what it's all about, but I'll see that my niece goes to the dance with Phil if you want it that way, Betty.
I do see to it.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Then when Phil goes to the dance and sees Alan with Libby...
Yeah, he'll take a poke at me.
Yeah, no. Then Phil will get jealous of Alan and, oh, dear, will somebody go mix me up a triple alka seizure?
It's too late.
What's too late?
Oh, dear. Look who's coming.
Sally Lou.
And Phil.
Look at the way she hangs on to him.
Why, doggone that little old Texas redhead. I'll straighten her out, sure enough.
She doesn't even know you're in town.
I'll still straighten her out.
Mooney, why didn't we start on our vacation this morning?
Oh, don't you remember? We wanted to stay for the fireworks.
Here they come. Be strong and firm, Alan.
Keep a stiff upper lip, Libby.
Here, now, here it is. General quarters. Immediate battle station.
Stop that racket.
No, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. This is it. The showdown.
I'll punch that Phil right in the nose.
You take it easy.
Alan Clayton, where'd you get in town?
Phil here.
Alan Clayton, buddy.
Hell. Hey, you guys know each other?
Know each other? Well, we were on the same LST boat together when we landed in the Normandy invasion, France.
Alan.
Oh, Phil, you old son of a...
Hey, how you been doing since I saw you last?
Oh, good. How you been doing, Lieutenant?
Oh, not good, not bad. Okay, a little woman trouble.
Same as over there, huh?
Yeah. Same as over there.
Oh, women are pretty much the same anywhere, huh, Phil?
Same anywhere, Alan. Good and bad ones, you know.
Well, I got me a good one. Sally Lou here.
Yeah.
Oh. Is she yours?
Why, sure, pal.
Uh-oh. My fault. Sally Lou,
Meet your boyfriend. Old pal of mine from the Army.
Yeah, but...
Come here, you redhead.
Oh, yes, Alan, dear, but I'm...
Take yours, Phil.
Come here, Libby Lawrence, and no more foolishness.
Oh, Philip, dear.
Now, look, Sally Lou, I'm not horsing around with you any longer. Will you marry me or no?
Honestly, Alan Clayton, you just sweep me off my feet.
I know.
I've never known a more captivating man my entire whole life.
Certainly.
You just devastate me with your dominance.
Now, all right, now cut out the sweet talk. I said, will you marry me?
Of course I'll marry you, silly little old boy.
Yeah, we're with her for eyelashes.
kiss me, Sally Lou.
You're on my little lipstick, Phil.
Who?
I mean, Alan, darling.
Oh, baby.
Alan, dear.
Libby?
Forgive me, Phil. I love you.
Of course, baby.
Kiss.
Evelyn, baby.
I'm going home.
Hug.
I'm going home. I left my Maytag washer running.
Yeah, I gotta get ready for the dance tonight.
I think I'll go jump in the lake and cool off. But, Benny, my boy, I gotta hand it to you.
Just run my store good for a month while I'm on vacation.
I sure will.
Good.
Mooney, you're mighty lucky going away on a vacation like that.
Oh, I know. You, Mr. Willard, is real good to me.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. You're wonderful to me, Mr. Willard. You're kind, you're thoughtful. Oh, gee, Mr. Willard, you've got a heart of Vigoro.
Oh, good heavy baby.
Well, then, dear.
Ain't us kids the ones, though?
Eventually, friends, I think you'll feel inclined to celebrate the day you first hitched your long-range hopes and plans to the new John Hancock Personal Security Plan. Your decision to begin this sound life insurance program may mark a vital turning point in your life. A turning away from financial worry toward protection for yourself and your loved ones. And that important day could be tomorrow, or any day you choose to sit down with your friendly John Hancock agent and plan a personal security that will make fear of the future a thing of the past. Now, you're probably one of the millions whose paycheck is larger these days because of tax reduction. So why not use that extra money for your John Hancock personal security plan?
Say, Webb, what's the name again?
John Hancock. John Hancock.
With this broadcast, Point Sublime leaves the air for the summer. On behalf of Ben Willett, Mooney, Evelyn Hanover, Howie McBriar, Webb Tyler, Hattie Hirsch, Sally Lou, and all the rest of us in Point Sublime, we hope you'll be back with us in the fall. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight to you from the thousands of friendly agents of the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Thank you for listening this season, and goodnight.